Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We have a busy show today from the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting, final day of our broadcast from here. I'm Scott Hanlon in Watford City, North Dakota. Todd, the radio god Mitchell,
Hello. Is right
there, command control in Bismarck at the studios of the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire. Good morning, Todd.
Morning, Scott. How's things out west?
You know, they're good. They're really, really good, and I have to tell you, if you want to clear your head of all the ick in this world right now, of all the things that sort of drag people down, just the headlines, whatever, go to New Salem, North Dakota, find a ranch, find a farmer, just spend a little time in the real world, and then come on up to oil country, as we have the last 3 days, and you will feel like you have, transformed yourself, sort of like Teddy Roosevelt did in the day in North Dakota. You know what I mean? Teddy Roosevelt came out here to heal up after he lost his wife and his daughter and said, but for North Dakota, he wouldn't have been president. And I know why, because he loved the Teddy Roosevelt National Park, and that's right here in Watford City. And he loved the land. He loved the land. So, what is not to love about all of that? And I tell you what, I just feel renewed by being here amongst all this vibrant activity. We have a busy show today. Lynn Helms, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources, Chairman Mark Fox of the MHA Nation, as well as Governor Doug Burgum on everything you need to know about oil and gas development and also the battles against the Biden administration. So those three folks will be here. We had a great conversation with Jody Smith, the land commissioner. That is a nuanced, wonky conversation about battles between the land commission and the land trust board that hold a lot of, they're the biggest mineral owner. And sometimes they do things, in my view, that are counterproductive to kids and education. But Governor Doug Burgum is the chair of that entity. He has members there like Kirsten Baszler, who gets up every day and fights for kids, the superintendent of public instruction. Wayne Stengem, the attorney general, who is both the legal advisor and also a member of to that group. You have Thomas Beadle, the new state treasurer. He's a fresh voice there. And you have Al Jager, the secretary of state. And those five folks decide a lot of things related to this industry and ultimately to education. And there's a battle right now. There's a rub going on with that industry and that entity, the oil and gas industry and the entity of the land board. And we get into the weeds on it a little bit. That'll be posted before the end of the program on our social media today, too. So we got a lot to get to. Until then, I think we should find out what's on your mind and, of course, encourage you to do two things. Whether you call in right now and tell me what's on your mind, it's 701-258-0550. Or you text us, rather, at 701, you ready? You writing this down? 237-1590. Brand new text number, 24/7 we're getting your text, and we want to get those in today in between all of our great interviews. So call now, 701-258-0550. Text now, 701-237-1590. Quick programming note, I will not be here tomorrow. Todd, I'm sorry, but you have some great guest hosts that are going to come in tomorrow and Monday. Gary Amenith will be here tomorrow. Gary's a regular guest host, fill in for me. He's going to talk about coal. I'm up here talking about oil and gas. Gary's going to spend some time on the affordable, reliable energy guys tomorrow. He's also going to take more of your calls than we've had a chance to do from the event here. And then on Monday, Ron Ness will recap this great event from the oil and gas industry and also take your calls, questions, and comments. And then Tuesday, we're going to get under the hood of the Legislative Assembly in North Dakota. We're throwing the keys for what's on your mind to Kim Koppelman. Kim is the Speaker of the House. That's right. Did you know we have a Speaker of the House in North Dakota? Just like the nice thing about Kim Koppelman is he is not a Nancy Pelosi-like Speaker of the House. This force of nature. As Ryan Zinke said yesterday very well at a gathering last night, he said, Nancy Pelosi is very good at being bad. I thought that was a great line.
Wow.
And he's nailed it. She absolutely is. So, thankfully, we in North Dakota do it a little differently, and Kim Koppelman may be here on day three. I'm going to unplug a little bit, Todd. My wife and I are going out to, wait for it, San Francisco. So pray for us, first of all, because we will be in San Francisco, because we have our middle daughter, Hannah, who is gainfully employed in that very strange place. She works in Menlo Park, California, same place Google and all the evil big tech, Facebook, are located. And she lives in San Francisco with three of her buddies. And she is thankfully a light to San Francisco, just like she was a light to New Haven, Connecticut. But it's a battle every day. So we're going to go out there and reset a little bit with daughter number two and then child number three. Haley, who's at Arizona State University, is coming up to California. So Arizona's a little bit of an oasis from all this craziness. So anyway, some family time for the next 3 days, something we planned a couple of months ago. And so we're looking forward to that. Nonetheless, a chance for you to reconnect on the radio with a couple of folks that have been here before. And I'm looking forward to Kim Koppelman having the reins on Tuesday, because we don't spend enough time celebrating our legislative leaders. We really don't. And, sometimes you kind of get in a little tussle with them. Sometimes you think, gosh, they should do this or they should do that. I get it. But they are honestly the closest to the people in affecting the most change day in and day out. Kevin Cramer, John Hoban, Kelly Armstrong, they go battle in this, it's a swamp. But as Ryan Zinke also said yesterday, I've seen a lot of pretty swamps. That's not a swamp, it's a sewer. And he's exactly right. It is a sewer. It's a crazy place. And so you can just have incremental victories. I think we might have one this week going on, because the Democrats have decided to overreach. And the one thing you could say about Mitch McConnell is he's very, very good at the strategic battle against Chuck Schumer and his ilk in Congress. Because Chuck Schumer is so drunk with power, he tends to be too cute by half and play to the cameras. And that's one thing I like about Mitch McConnell. He's always laying in the weeds. He's assessing what they're trying to do. And then he comes in with a velvet hammer and says, voila. And he's doing it right now on the debt ceiling. He's saying, no. If you guys want to do the debt ceiling, you have the votes. Go ahead and raise the debt ceiling. Then the debt's on you. We're not going to give you votes to raise the debt ceiling. And the Republicans are dying on this hill. But guess what? They get to die on one out of 20 hills. They win a little bit here and a little bit there because, it's Biden signing everything. It's Pelosi sending junk over from the House. And it's, Chuck Schumer playing his games in the Senate. So we don't win many. We really don't. The legislature, the Republican-led legislature in North Dakota, they win more than their fair share. And they do it for God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-worshipping Americans, North Dakotans. So I appreciate what they do. They don't get enough attention for it. One example is Craig Hedlund, Legislator of the Year, a farmer from mid North Dakota, who is being recognized today at the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting as a warrior for oil and gas development. A warrior because guess what? Craig is the chair of the Finance and Tax Committee in the House, and he sees how much revenue this industry generates. He gets that. So I think that's darn important as well. So a lot of ground to cover today on the program. Texter wants to talk about Fox News and KFIRE 550 and AM 1100 The Flag. Can you please, he's suggesting that our listeners call KFIRE 550 and AM 1100 The Flag, two of our flagships on What's on Your Mind, one of which I happen to be a 50% owner in. So I think he's suggesting you call me. Todd Mitchell is the man that makes 99.9999% of the programming decisions for KFIRE 550 in concert with his bosses, iHeartMedia, so he doesn't do it alone, but he makes the decisions. This listener wants other listeners, Todd, to call you and to call me and my business partner, Steve Hallstrom, the president of our company, and say, put Newsmax at the top of the hour. Don't put Fox News at the top of the hour.
They don't have. We've had this discussion. They don't have a radio network. They don't have a radio product you can just put at the top of the hour.
So what should we buzz?
So call Newsmax and say, hey, how come you guys don't have a radio newscast so radio stations can play your thing? Then we can have that discussion.
That's a pretty good point. So you're saying
I can't play what doesn't exist.
Would you consider an alternative to Fox News? Would
sure.
Yeah, and we would too. We would absolutely too. We would. But Todd's right. Right now, they're sort of the best of the worst. This is the best way I know how to say it.
Yeah, I mean, of all the radio network products that exist that can be cleared on radio stations, it is lesser of evils, I guess, maybe is the word. I pick your favorite phrase. But
Texture says, Democrats are going after Republican donors. Anyone who's in the oil and gas industry, cattle, farming, coal, and gas vehicle industries. Republicans need to wake up, fight for what America stands for, and find a way to counter this, rather, through hard work. Republicans need to fight, or we will lose our republic. I couldn't agree anymore. And I don't know if there's enough of a smart fight now amongst Republicans. There's plenty of fight. There's plenty of sadness. There's plenty of anger. There's plenty of despair. But smart, strategic fighting. I know none of us are, well, a lot of us are not a big fan of Mitch McConnell. He's a fight warrior, a fighter, a warrior, and he does it smartly. That's how Donald Trump got three Supreme Court nominees. Lynn Helms, when we come back, and more of your questions and comments right
here. Lauren Hobel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail, we had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Oftentimes, farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. Stop by and see us at Big Iron and check out our brand new Recon Spray Sense Spray Quality Monitoring System.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
From on the scene, the Antelope Valley Station, which is a Basin Electric lignite-based electric generation station. By the way, two of the best of the best boilers. I mean, what they do there is great. It has a major fire going on right now, a major fire at the Antelope Valley Station. That is we have photos from our listeners. And they're going to go up on our social media, Facebook pages. But breaking news from KFIRE 550, KLTC, AM 1100, the flag, AM 1090, the flag. The Basin Electric, Antelope Valley Station, which is up by Beulah, fighting a major fire right now. More on that as we go. We're brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons today. H.A. Thompson & Sons are the indoor air quality experts. The indoor air quality experts. What do you mean by that, Scott? Well, I don't think we have to be a rocket scientist or a brain scientist to know that right now what's in our air is a big concern. And it's not just COVID. It's every kind of virus, every kind of bug. You know, we've heard about sick building systems forever, for a long time. In this day and age, the best thing you can do to protect yourself from all of it is improve your indoor air quality and circulation. H.A. Thompson & Sons does it. They have all kinds of range of options. Find out more at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. All right, let's get to our conversation with Lynn Helms. Lynn is the director of the Department of Mineral Resources. For a recap on where we find ourselves at this very moment, always a pleasure to catch up with Lynn. And there are some new numbers out now. I hope you're sitting down, but North Dakota had that number two spot in oil and gas production, number two to Texas. We're now number three. Lynn, how did that happen?
Well, Scott, I didn't want to announce that either, you know, but we could see it coming over the last few months. And, you know, what has happened, of course, is everybody's rig count collapsed last year during the pandemic. But because of the amount of federal lands in the state of New Mexico and the urgency of people proving up those lands and getting those leases under production under the current federal Department of Interior Environment, their rig count is at about three times what our rig count is. And so it was kind of inevitable as we came out of that dip from the pandemic that they were going to come out faster and quicker. And so, in July, they surpassed us by about 46,000 barrels a day. And it's going to be a real foot race to try to catch up. Now, I've been hearing from folks here, optimistic people, that we're going to add, you know, maybe a half a dozen rigs by Thanksgiving time, maybe another half a dozen by the first of the year, and some more next year. And that's what I'd been hearing all along. So we're going to keep pace, but it's going to be very, very hard to pass New Mexico, as you well guess. Now, it's really significant to stay in the top three. You know, horse races have always been win, place, or show. You don't want to fall out of that third category. And so it is a little bit of a wake-up call, I think, for our industry. And, you know, they get a little uncomfortable when we talk about it, but it needs to be brought up that we really need to keep working hard to bring capital to North Dakota. And I think it's a wake-up call for our government officials, all the way from the local level up through our Supreme Court and our legislature, that you cannot take this stuff for granted. You have to keep working to make sure the policies are in place to get the capital to flow to the state of North Dakota and not go someplace else. You cannot take it for granted.
You certainly can't, and I also think it's really telling that here we are in Watford City, adjacent to a beautiful new high school, and just below the hill here, a brand new elementary school. They have another elementary school and a middle school here in a place that prior to this renaissance, and the unearthing of the ability to take hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling, there were six berths in the entire county in 1 year in McKenzie County. Now that number is north of 200, and the kindergarten class is nearly 200. So this isn't about oil companies making more money or making their projections or meeting their profit goals. This is about opportunities for kids, their kids, and their kids. You've always said this is generational, and that's where we sometimes lose the battle to the loudest noises, I think, to the environmental extremists, and to the slow it down, keep it in the ground crowd. That maybe it's a good time to at least reset on that front line. What do you think?
No, I absolutely think so, Scott. Every single thing that you mentioned there that we are enjoying in Watford City, North Dakota today, was built with oil money. Every single thing, including that population boom that we're talking about. If you talk to Lieutenant Governor Sanford, when he moved back here, there were five kids in the kindergarten class that his children were entering. And there's going to be close to 200 that graduate with that class. That is an amazing turnaround. And if you love North Dakota, and if you love McKenzie County or Williams County or any of our western North Dakota places, then you've got to love the oil and gas industry, because it has revitalized this wonderful state that we live in. And I drove up this morning. The beauty is unbelievable. And we need to really fight back, and we need to stop taking this for granted and really think about what our argument is for revitalizing and moving this industry forward. I had the pleasure a little less than a month ago when the Attorney General hosted about a dozen of his peers out here in western North Dakota of taking them on an oil field tour. Every single one of them told me, I cannot believe how low the impact is. You are producing over 1 million barrels of oil a day, and I have to look to find an oil well. We have to drive to find a rig. I cannot believe how low the impact is. They were shocked and amazed. And so we have the capacity to do it and do it better than any other place in the entire world. And we got to stop taking it for granted.
We have an administration, the Biden administration, that is set their sights as a target, this industry. We have, obviously, the slowdown from COVID and the need to ramp back up there. And we have Texas and New Mexico that have a lower-priced labor market and decades of a head start against us to be able to continue to attract that. What roadblocks, besides those, what are going to be self-imposed roadblocks most concern you about getting back to those numbers that put us back to number two and get us that momentum back, Lynn?
Yeah, so when you look at the potential roadblocks to North Dakota, we've talked about workforce, and that is going to be one of our biggest challenges. But as you heard Superintendent Holland talk right after lunch today, we are all in on this Workforce Academy. And I was sitting with my field supervisor, and I said, we've got to get our people, our young people who are working in our field offices, in to talk to those students to inspire them to take up a career in the oil and gas industry. Because workforce is going to be one of our biggest challenges. It's going to be a challenge as this oil field matures and shifts over to more and more natural gas for us to utilize that natural gas. But there's a panel starting now that's talking about how we can wisely use that natural gas, and there are a tremendous amount of efforts underway to put that natural gas to work in a value-added sense. When you look at a few of our other roadblocks, you know, as far as state agencies and government, we can tend to kind of take our eye off the ball and start thinking that it's our government and our dollars and our departments. It's not. We belong to the state of North Dakota and the citizens of North Dakota. And what's happening here in McKenzie County, the fastest growing county in America.
See, we're going to have you leaning into the radio and say, what is happening? What is happening, Lynn? Finish that conversation on the other side of the break from Watford City today on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Supercharge your productivity with the ultimate green machine. Butler Ag Equipment has a variety of Fendt tractors on the lot with 3.29 financing for 60 months. Not only do these tractors come with the best maintenance warranty, but they are packed with raw power and great fuel savings. Stop in to Butler Ag Equipment today to get your Fendt tractor, where great products and better service come standard.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators held a closed-door briefing Wednesday with three DOD officials about the Afghanistan debacle. Republican Senator Joni Ernst with the Senate Armed Services Committee tells Fox News DOD officials were playing games with the senators.
We had a closed-door briefing from three DOD officials, one of them being the DOD policy chief, civilian Colin Call. He was very, very dismissive of our senators and their questions. He gave immature responses and very simple things. A number of them surrounding the Afghan nationals that were evacuated, the numbers of those evacuees, and the security questions and concerns surrounding those evacuees. He could not answer those questions. He could not respond to any questions we asked about the threat assessments on the ground in Afghanistan.
USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. We are live in Watford City for the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting, brought to you by our friends at Dak Diesel and Bismarck, the folks that have the product that can get you back on the road and save tens of thousands of dollars. If you have diesel, anything, this 4-plus additive is working. Find out more about it at DakDiesel.com or call them today at 258-5011. Also, get your appointment. Get in line. They're booking out well into October now for diesel maintenance as well as diesel repair. Semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, the works, DakDiesel.com. More of our chat now with Lynn Helms. Lynn is the director of the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota. Before the break, we were talking about roadblocks, certainly from the federal government. And he also talked about state agencies as well, and a different perspective than obviously the Biden administration, but roadblocks that can pop up there, be it land department or other things as well. So, Lynn, tell us more about the roadblocks and how you see the state agencies working in that front.
As far as state agencies and government, we can tend to kind of take our eye off and start thinking that it's our government and our dollars and our departments. It's not. We belong to the state of North Dakota and the citizens of North Dakota. And what's happening here in McKenzie County, the fastest growing county in America, touches every single citizen in the state of North Dakota. We're not great at communicating that. And so workforce, natural gas, and communicating with this next 3 to 5 generations that are going to make this happen.
You and I have become famous in national publications over our concern about this county, fastest growing county in the United States in the most recent census, biggest oil and gas producing county. I don't think that's any accident. Those two go together, but there is... I want to say almost a little bit of a sense that people are taking that for granted. And as we've seen, the post-COVID momentum start to kind of pick up a little steam and come back, it hasn't been as robust in McKenzie County as it has been in other places. I believe we were at one point where we had zero rigs in McKenzie County for a short time. What do you see as the root cause of that? I've visited with county commissioners here, and they say, no, we're not against the, you know, they argue forcefully against the idea that they're against the industry. The agriculture community here largely says, we get it. Ag and energy got to work together. Landowners have opportunities in all this as well. But something's not connecting because it isn't happening as fast as it did in the past. What is going on there from your perspective?
It's So, Scott, I don't think that you could characterize the local government in our oil and gas producing counties as anti-oil or against the industry, but they're not as pro-oil as their predecessors were. And there are generations and transitions that take place in state government and local government and federal government. You touched on what's happened at the federal government, and it's been a 180-degree turn from pro-U.S. energy to everything else. When you look at state government, I think, you know, it's a little bit taken for granted, but you saw some awesome things happen in this last legislative session with Clean Sustainable Energy Authority and the flare mitigation incentive that we just heard about. On a local level, you know, I think as you transition, sometimes a group can get in control that aren't really against what's taking place, but they're not strongly supportive either. And my dad used to say, and this would be a long time ago because I'm getting old, Scott, but he used to say, rags to riches to rags in three generations. And so we've gone from rags to riches in Western North Dakota. What we need to make sure is that the people that we're putting in control are just as pro oil and gas as the people that took us from rags to riches, so that we don't go back to rags.
Yeah, because it can go away fast, and we're up against a lot of forces competitively in this country. In addition, politically, we've got, of course, obviously, as you say, a lot. You know, the Texas, Texas, and even New Mexico have a significantly lower cost of doing business. Weather is one reason, but workforce is the other. I mean, because there's the access to the workforce there, they pay a lot less than the producers here have to pay. I mean, that's another reason that I hear producers here saying, look, if I've got $1 million to invest, my best bet isn't the Bakken right now. We don't like to hear that, do we?
We don't like to hear that. And, you know, they should look at the EIA data that shows in the most recent month that a rig putting a new well on production in North Dakota will produce twice as much oil as a rig putting a new well on in the Permian. So start thinking about where you're going to deploy your capital. But you're right, they're really focused on operating costs and labor costs right now. We need to change that dynamic. And part of that is supporting things like this Workforce Academy and growing our own workforce. We have changed the trajectory of our population. Now let's make sure that many of those young people from that population go to work in this industry.
Well said. Give us the 411 on the director's cut. Obviously, the ranking change, but in the past, we've had flaring be an impediment to oil development because of obviously the targets. A lot of progress has been made on that, although some of that came from the slowdown. As the ramp up goes back up, how are we doing there?
Well, we're doing okay, but we did fall to 90%. And I think when you bundle the whole thing together, Scott, we had a 5% decline in oil production. That was much more than any of us expected. And a 4% decline in gas production. Flaring rose to 10%. There's one simple reason. We had 5 gas plants go through turnarounds and maintenance operations in the month of July. So that affected those numbers and colored them immensely. That's behind us. The August numbers are going to look better, and the September numbers should look great. Bear Creek 2 is coming on this month. Hess has finished their turnaround, and they're able to process 400 million cubic feet a day now. And so we're well on our way. Talking to some folks in the room here that got an amazing idea about plastics production here in the state of North Dakota. We're going to do everything we can to help them find the transportation, the water, the power, and the natural gas to make that happen. So, the numbers in July were negative, but it was really exacerbated by those 5 turnarounds. And that's behind us now.
We need more gas processing?
We absolutely need more. $22 billion has been invested. I think if we add in the numbers in July and August, that's probably going to take us to between $23 and $25 billion. But we're going to have to double down on that. And we're going to have to find creative uses for this gas because the pipeline, Northern Border Pipeline, is 75% full of North Dakota gas. So we're going to run out of room. We need to find a way to get it to the ag processors in eastern North Dakota. And all of those pieces are being worked on right now. Let's not take any of this for granted. The next 10 or 20 years can be as good as the last 20.
How many wells are waiting for, there was a time when we capped wells, right, because of the price. How many of those wells are we uncapping? How many are awaiting full production?
So we've got 521 duck wells right now. That's down 160 from June. So the company,
we're working
through that backlog pretty good. Interestingly enough, I met with one of the folks here with an oil company. There's one company that's got 31% of those wells, and they're trying to work through a merger and acquisition and transition. I think when they get on the other side of it, that'll look a whole lot better. But that's kind of startling, isn't it? That a third of all those wells, 31%, are in one company's portfolio.
That shows the power of capital, though, right?
It is. So I gave him a little nudge and a poke in the ribs, and I said, hey, we're looking for you guys to get down into the 50s like your competitors. And so, once again, it's easy when you go through something like the pandemic to lose focus a little bit and to take things for granted. And we need to get people woke up and get them back to work.
Not woke, woke up.
There you go, woke up, not woke.
Anything else you want to tell us, Lynn, about the conversations happening here at the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting?
Well, I really appreciate the optimism that I'm picking up. There's a strong vibe of putting North Dakota back to work. And like I said, we're in the show spot, and we're going to hang in there. I am going to talk tomorrow about our litigation against the Department of Interior a little bit, just to mention that we're looking for industry support there. We have got to get the Department of Interior on track to let us develop the Native American lands and the federal lands in the state of North Dakota. We're unique in that those federal lands block 2 to 3 acres for every acre of federal lands. They block anywhere from 2 to 5 acres of private land from being developed, and that is flat out wrong.
Speaking of litigation, a court recently has said, landlord, you're wrong, you lost, and we think you should now take a look at what the legislature did and follow the legislature related to 1080, and related to that, the land board has a decision. Do they appeal this? Do they put more resources into this effort to continue the fight, or do they lay down their arms and say, let's crank out the $100 million we owe to producers, let's crank out the $50 million we owe to mineral holders? We talked to the governor about that earlier. He said, absolutely, time to lay down our sword. Do you agree? And what would that mean for what we're talking about here, to put capital back in the hands of the people that are bringing the oil out of the ground?
No, I think I have to strongly agree with the governor. You know, that's a message that state government should be bringing to this meeting today, is that we are partners. And when 52% of state revenues come from this industry, then we need to be working with the industry. We don't work for them. We work for the citizens of North Dakota. But we certainly shouldn't work against them, and we have to be working with them.
Thanks, Lynn.
All right. You're welcome, Scott. Enjoy the rest of the meeting.
Lynn Helms, the director of the Department of Mineral Resources. He is a national treasure. He really is. He's the envy of every other oil and gas producing county, because he's been in the industry, and so many, I'll use this term in a positive term, bureaucrats, because he technically is a bureaucrat, right? He's a state employee. He works for the Industrial Commission as head of the Department of Natural Resources. So many people in that position in other states run around and say, I know best, you will, you must, and here's what you're going to do. And Lynn recognizes that the capital, the very, very precious capital, can go anywhere. And if North Dakota is not competitive for the dollar bringing the best return against a Texas or a New Mexico or an Alaska or a California, we lose. We lose. So I don't think you can underestimate how important he is. And I know a lot of folks think he's going to hope he's going to work for a long, long time, because he's very, very, very good in that position. And, when a bad actor comes along, they get a whack from the Department of Mineral Resources. But he also is a good encourager for those that are doing it well, and the ones investing in North Dakota. That news from the Antelope Valley Station, based on Lecter's Farm, not good. Second biggest plant in North Dakota right now, fighting a significant fire at Beulah, North Dakota. 1,000-megawatt plant, by the way. We're tracking the latest on that. We'll keep you posted. Mark Fox, when we come back.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Some of your family's most memorable moments take place in the dining room or kitchen. Fun conversations over dinner, those philosophical discussions over a late-night snack, or the silliness during a delicious dessert. InterOffice and Cannadel know the comfort, feel, and look of your dining room won't make those conversations any more lively, but your family might linger just a little bit longer. Customize your dining experience with hundreds of colors and endless options in chairs, stools, and tables. Find Cannadel at InterOffice Furniture in Fargo and Bismarck.
What really happened on January 6th? Was it a protest or something worse, even an insurrection? Joe Biden says it was the worst event since the Civil War. All this week, Chris Salcedo is on TV asking the tough questions and finding the real answers. So watch Salcedo's January 6th series on Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Central. More than 40 million Americans watch Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. I watch it all the time. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. The only major system that doesn't carry it on basic cable is Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels, CNN, NBC, but not Newsmax. Many Midco customers are switching to a service that carries Newsmax, like Dish, DirecTV, or AT&T. You can also download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. That's why millions are turning to Newsmax. So watch Chris Salcedo on Newsmax today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Who's hungry? Todd, you got a little hankering thing, starting to think about lunch and maybe what could be? I don't know about
Bring
you.
Bring it on.
Right on. I mean, I've been on to the ranch in New Salem this week with the Fast Angus Ranch and Stroman Cattle Company. I've been up here for 3 days in beautiful Watford City. My engines are revving. A lot going on, but I could use a good meatloaf dinner. That's in Harwood today. Lasagna, West Main Avenue, West Fargo at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience when you go to PetroServe USA. Plus, you fill up with the lowest price fuel anywhere. And even that unleaded 88 that gets you across the state, powered by North Dakota corn. NP Avenue, Salisbury Steak today, chicken pot pie in Glendon, and pulled pork or French dip sandwiches in the Valley City. Mark Fox is here. Mark is the chairman of the MHA Nation. No better example in the entire United States of how oil and gas development can change lives. Forget about the dollars it generates. Forget about the very important quest for energy independence in the United States. Here is a tribal land that benefits from oil and gas development, and it changes lives. Unemployment shrinks. By the way, did you see the Biden numbers? More unemployment claims. Yep, so we're tracking back towards, government dole for more and more people, not at MHA Nation, because of oil and gas development. But the Biden administration is an impediment to that. Mark Fox has, I think, done a very good job of maneuvering those shark-infested waters to say, wait a minute, Biden administration, whoa. But they have more work to do. They've gotten a carve-out now, so they're not impacted by the Biden administration's ban on federal lands. But the ban on federal lands impacts them and impacts the state. So, Mark, are we going to win and wage? First of all, are you going to wage? And second of all, you're going to win the battle outside of MHA Nation, but for all federal lands from the Biden administration?
I think that was a miscue. I think that, misinformation, and the president did that. I have no doubt in my mind that's not what was intended. And so bottom line is world market and supply and demand is really critical to how we do things. If there's a intentional flooding, like has happened twice during my administration by OPEC, into flooding the market to drive the price of the barrel down in hopes to stifle our energy domestic development, it works. And that's the reality of the whole situation. Now working with the new administration, we've got to get them to understand that it's a delicate balance here. And you have to understand that even if there's, I understand investments would be hurt, and I know the governor is a proponent of trying to reopen the federal lands and then get that development, and we can do that. But I also caution to say that we may not have to rush into that, because right now I'm happy with $70 a barrel. I didn't like $50 and $40 and $30. And part of that reason is because we've now controlled output and domestic output and exportation. So as long as the rest of the world follows suit with us, our barrel will stay up there, and we can grow incrementally and not with haste. We do with haste, then all of a sudden get pushback. And OPEC, Russia, Iran, they all have the ability to take those losses, drive that price down, and then stymie our development. We don't want that.
I also think that it should be noted that, a delicate situation where the difference between Standing Rock and MHA Nation was dealt with very diplomatically by you and by the MHA Nation, and ultimately a real barrier to additional development. The takeaway capacity issue is really settled for right now. I mean, thank you on behalf of the taxpayers of the state of North Dakota and for the industry in general for taking on a little bit of a dispute within the family, I guess, in native country, right?
Well, it was a difficult thing to do. And I always tell people, make no doubt in your mind, MHA Nation supports Standing Rock. They have a right to appeal. They had a right to raise their concerns, a right to utilize the judicial system to say, look, we're at risk here, and we don't like this risk. And they're well within their rights to do that. But what had to be understood is, as well, and we were forced to weigh in, so to speak, this past spring, or, this past year, is that the system itself needed to hear about all the impacts, negative and positive, to everybody. And so we were forced to weigh in and say, look, if you shut that down, you shut a pipeline down, it isn't as simple as on or off. We will have negative impact to us, and you need to understand it, whether it's the judge or the general and the Corps of Engineers, whoever it may be, you need to understand what those impacts are before you make your determinations and judgments. And we're thankful we were able to do that. I think there's a lot of moving pieces in that. I really think it was MHA by itself, of course. But the fact that we did catch their attention, they did weigh our considerations, and they ultimately made decisions as it stands today, they seem to have benefited our ability to move energy forward.
Last question I want to talk to you about is just the opportunity that now exists.
for MHA Nation members to own businesses, for MHA members to have opportunities in one of the highest paying industries in America, while you are at the same time protecting a very important resource to you, the land, Sakakawea, things that obviously are held very near and dear, Mother Earth, to the Native American community. This is a great win-win, and you guys are a great example of that. What kind of opportunities does that present to your members?
Oh, it does. Our membership, and our membership by majority agrees with what we've done for energy development. I'm thankful for that. It isn't my administration or council or just the chairman advocating energy development. My people as a whole and by majority support this development. Two-thirds of all the royalty revenues developed from trust resources of oil and gas go to individual members. And so one-third goes to the tribe, which we put into programs.
Sometimes when you think of a pool in the backyard that's portable, you think big box store and plastic and, you know, really junky portable pools. A splash pool is not that. Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 to tell us about a splash pool.
The Splash Super Pool is a permanent pool that's portable, meaning you can set it up, leave it up all year round, build a nice deck around it. If you ever move, you can take it with you, but it's very popular with our customers. Coming into 2021, we have them in stock. Come and get yours now.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Back and bigger than ever is the Big Iron Farm Show, presented by the Cass County Farm Bureau. Stop out to the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 14th to the 16th, for the 41st Big Iron Farm Show. You'll see the latest in the agriculture industry, hear from industry leaders, and more. With more than 500 exhibitors at Big Iron, there's something for everyone. September 14th to the 16th, it's Big Iron. Get all the details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. mypatriotsupply.com.